Good morning, Teach Better family. Happy Monday. My name is Jeff. That's my friend Joshua Stamper over there. And we're going to talk about a few things today. We're excited for you to be here for your Teach Better Today morning show. We're live every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern time. Today, Josh and I are going to talk about Mondays. So if you happen to be Garfield, run away. You're not going to like this. If you, honestly, everyone's probably going to run away too, because I think we're all Garfield on Monday mornings. So let's see how we're doing that. Anyway, grab a cup of coffee, grab a tea, grab a whatever you're eating in the morning. Drop in the comments. Let us know where you're at, where you're watching from. And you know what? What's in your mug this morning? And then we'll be back in about 28 seconds. All right, welcome back. Good morning, Josh. I felt like I said way too many words for that intro.
Well, you
I
said
look in your
coffee,
face. I feel like you felt the same.
No, you said coffee, tea, and then you pause, and I was like, "Oh, Jeff's going to say something that's going to get everyone through their Monday morning," because you asked what was in their mug.
Well, I have to. Every now and then, I catch myself going the wrong way. I've got coffee in my mug.
I do too. So you can't. You can't tell. I guess if I like turn it, because I just made some hot coffee.
Yeah, we could do that. Well, yeah. You know what I like about you and me is that
so
in
much.
So many ways we are opposite of each other.
Yes.
But we're still like meant to be.
We have a lot of common interests also.
Well, because you were showing your coffee and mine is much creamier looking than yours. Yours is black because you drink
mine
your black coffee
black.
And I don't.
Yes.
I like cream in my coffee. I like flavored coffee and stuff like that.
You like
I will drink black coffee if that's what's around and whatever, but I don't prefer it.
No, I make fun of you of how much stuff you put in your coffee.
Yeah, which is like a thing. That's a talk for another day, but that to me goes in the same like shelf as like people who make fun of people for like what alcohol they drink or whatever.
Yes.
I'm like, this none of this stuff's good for us. Like, who
no.
cares what it is? Drink what you want to drink.
I just like
if you want to have a foo-foo, you know, crazy latte drink, do it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Awesome. If you like frozen stuff or frappuccinos or, you know, whatever.
You do.
Well, if you like black coffee, great. That's awesome. So anyway, fun fact about this. Sorry, I'm going way off. So I don't know if I think you know, but I'm not sure if everyone watching knows that I, at one point in my life, ran a coffee shop. I managed a coffee shop, Caribou Coffee.
Yeah.
And it was crazy because, you know, I'd go in at 4 a.m. because we opened at 5.
Yep.
At 4:30, 4:40-ish, I had people waiting outside. Like, not a person, people. 5, 6, sometimes 10 people waiting outside the coffee shop at not even 5 in the morning, waiting for their coffee. And I always said, when you're a barista at a coffee shop, you're basically a crack dealer. Or like legally.
Illegal.
But I had a guy who actually owns a running shop. He's actually a huge runner, owns a running shop in the area where I had the coffee shop. And he'd go on his like always ran like 3, 4, 5, 10 miles, whatever, like crazy, you know, everything was easy for him because he ran like ultras and stuff. And he would run, do his run, and end up at our coffee shop and get his coffee in the morning. I'm like, dude, like you drink a coffee right after you run. He's like, dude, it's like all water. I'm like, that was like his routine. Like his rehydration was coffee, which doesn't make any sense, but
no, because the
guy could run forever. So, and he's like still running now, and he's like 60 something. Yeah. So I won't argue.
It's all due to the coffee.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is happy coffee Monday. actually, happy eclipse Monday. Today's,
yeah.
I know you, it's not
big
as
day.
Big of a deal for you over there, but here where I am in Ohio, like we're getting totality, which is really cool later on today. So
are you feeling like there's special powers that you're obtaining?
I'm waiting to see like what happens. Like it's like if I'm out there and I'm in the right spot and I look the right way or like something hits me, am I going to like, it's not like I'm just waiting. I don't know what's going to happen. We've got the glasses.
Yeah.
I'm terrified. I've watched a bunch of videos of people like, here's how to make sure your kids don't blind themselves. Like, cause like even with the glasses, they'll look around and but I'm like, I'm going to do all that. I need this. So like, I think I'm going to do the paper plate thing. Or I saw someone who's literally like just fixed their glasses shields onto it. There's like a paper, like a grocery bag. Like just put a grocery bag on the kid's head. I'm like, oh, I totally want to decorate. We didn't. We should have decorated grocery bags. We still have time today. We'll see what happens. That's anyway. Funny. So your kids are in school. It's just like a normal Monday over there.
It's a normal Monday. And it's not last Thursday, I was talking with Katie about it. And it was not too long ago here in Colorado, we had a similar event where there was an eclipse and we were in the pathway.
Is that 2017?
No, like this year, like in Colorado.
Oh, this Springs. Year. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was incredible. So like I took my kids to a park and we did the whole thing. Glasses, the whole nine yards. There was like science experiments. And
okay.
I mean, it was like several school districts came together and then a science association and they just did this free event. And so we all, like I drove the kids there and we all did the thing. But yeah, I'm with you, man. Like I was freaked out about them with their glasses and looking up and being blind for the rest of their life. So I was very cautious and made sure like,
well, and the worst part is like that type of, because of how the light works in that sense, mm-hmm. like you won't feel it. It won't hurt. Your eyes won't water. It'll just damage it. It's crazy. Right. So it's scary, but it's exciting. I'm waiting to hear. I've heard so much about like how during that time, so something like 4 minutes or something, that like the animals freak out and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they'll either it'll go dead silent or they'll go crazy because they don't know what's going on because it just messes with stuff. The temperature drops and everything. So I'm excited. It's gonna be fun. I'm planning to record it. So
awesome. Yeah, the kids loved it.
Hopefully we don't have clouds. It's Ohio, so there's always an opportunity. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's cloudy here too.
It doesn't really matter what it is there.
I know, but I'm just saying it's cloudy here too.
You're like, well, it's cloudy here, so it's probably cloudy nine states away.
Yeah, it'll be cloudy in 2 days for you too.
Probably about 3 days. Typically, it's about 2 days from Chicago. Like Ray will be like, "Hey, we had storms." I'm like, "Oh, all right. Well,
here it comes."
30 hours from now, 36 hours or so. But anyway, all right. How's life? How are things? What's exciting? You're working on a book. That's exciting. Another book.
Another book, yes.
That's cool, with Charlie, our friend Charlie.
With Charlie Peck, yeah. Charlie Peck's amazing. I'm honored to write with her. So, last Friday, I really, like, dug in and started writing some more. And I need to be more consistent about that. Talking about Mondays, we'll probably be talking a little about routines. But, I'm a little off my game with, like, spring break came. And I was out of sorts, and now I'm getting back into it. We're doing a webinar, actually, tomorrow night. And I think it's filled up, but we're going to just do a quick, like 45-minute webinar. One, to get some information out, but two, to get some feedback from folks too about like the content that we're writing and see if we're going the right direction. So,
Now how's it been? I know it's fairly early on in the process, but how's that been? Because obviously your first book was you wrote it by yourself. Mm-hmm. When we wrote Teach Better, it was four of us, which is different than writing on your own, but also different than writing with two. Like how's that? Mm-hmm. Going from like just writing your own thing to having to have someone else's, whether it's one, two, three, or four, whatever, people, different minds in there. How is that going as far as the processes or the logistics of actually getting it done and blending it all together, and the actual, like, it's two different minds with two different experiences? And
yeah, totally. No, I was very hesitant at first because I reached out to several authors that have written with someone else. And I just want to get their perspective. Like, what was the benefit of it? What was the things that, you struggled with, just to get an understanding if that was the direction I want to go in? Because let's be honest, if it's by yourself, there's no schedules. You don't have to like,
you just write. Yeah. And it's all on you.
It's all on you. And so, the more though I, Charlie's amazing. Every time I spoke with her, it seemed like we were very aligned with our thought process, even though we had different perspectives and experiences and education. Mm-hmm. Everything that she was saying, it was something I was saying also, or vice versa. Okay. And so, it's been seamless, man. It's been an amazing process. The collaboration too, to like, this is the idea and bounce it off someone. And just like the Teach Better team. I love the Teach Better team because like we're constantly in conversations about different projects and things that we're trying to construct. And it's a very similar process with a like-minded person who's also extremely passionate. She's got a phenomenal work ethic. Every time we meet, I just get more energized about the project. So, it's been amazing. So awesome. I couldn't be happier with not only the process, but then also, working with such a fabulous educator and author.
That's awesome. We're excited about it, obviously, on the team, obviously, because it's you, but also then you know, Charlie, who's part of our NBA, our entrepreneur mastermind there and on the network for podcasts, just phenomenal, passionate educator, super excited. So, all right, you already kind of, we alluded to a little bit, you talked about like, having routines and stuff. So let's, we're going to transition and then we're going to talk about, I just want to share like how we try to get through the Mondays. Because I'm sure there's someone on here, at least one person watching or listening who's like, I don't like Mondays. Everyone else probably loves them, but at least one person, you know who you are, that like doesn't like Mondays. So Josh raises his hand. All right, so we'll be back in 39 seconds to talk about that. Welcome back to Teach Better Today Morning Show. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Josh, it's a weird thing. So I had this thought when we were getting ready to record. I'm like, we'll talk about like Monday, sort of, you know, that the rut you can get into, the whatever, the hatred, maybe. but like, it's a weird thing because like I've always struggled with this because I don't have that. I literally don't have that. Like, and I've posted about this, I've written about this and stuff. Like, I literally like, and this is not like, this isn't fluff, this isn't BS, this is like legit, and you can look back, I've posted about it many times. Like, I love Mondays. Like, I get excited for like getting back to doing what I get to do. And I feel like I'm really weird because of that. Cause I don't feel like that's common. And I try to like realize that that's not everyone's reality and think through how I would get through it. But like I just really like what I do. Like and we talked about it before. I think you and I on at least either on this show or on something else where like that I've struggled and I've been working for the last 3, 4, maybe 5 years now of like really focusing on like enjoying my weekends and being like normal on weekends and doing stuff. But like, and I do that. I think I'm doing a good job of it. I'm you know, back. I play a lot of golf now and stuff like that. But like, you know, I'm still like, I get to bed earlier on a Sunday than any other day because I'm just like, I'm like, all right, it's time to get back into routine. It's time to get back into the work. It's, you know, it's time to do the thing that I've been preventing myself from trying to work on all weekend. Yeah. So like I don't know if that, I don't think this probably helping anyone, but like for me, it's like realizing that like, if you can really appreciate what you get to do every day, like that's the process that I take. I'm like, I get to wake up tomorrow and do the thing that I get to do. Now, obviously much harder to do if you don't enjoy what you're doing, or people or things at your place of work don't allow you to enjoy it. So,
or just the pure stress
or the pure stress, right? Yeah. And I'd be like, I mean, obviously like I have stress and stuff, but it's different than someone else's stress. And, you know, I'm fortunate where I'm at in my role in the company that like, I don't have anyone breathing down my neck, but like I've hated Mondays in the past.
Yeah.
But honestly, if I'm being like, for most of my work in life, I worked weekends. So like Mondays weren't Mondays for me.
Right.
So it's always been an interesting thing of like, so like with all that said, this is my way of pushing this onto you because when I,
so that monologue was,
I said, what I want to talk about, Josh, like, okay, I'll just throw it at you. And I'm like, yeah, no, you won't, buddy. I'm curious specifically for you. And here's why, what I really wanted you to talk about is like,
you made
a pretty big change about a year ago, give or take,
a year and a half. Yeah.
Where you left your role in the district. So what has changed, if anything, I assume things, of how you approach like the start of a new week and getting over the stress or the anxiety or whatever from how you used to how you do now? Has anything changed, the same process? Like can you talk through that a little bit?
Yeah, everything's changed, man. everything's changed. So not,
only so many people get to wake up on Monday and work with Jeff Gargis. So, like,
I know.
Get
I mean,
like,
I have joy in my heart this morning. So, I didn't used to have that, but now I do.
That's what I do.
I want to go back to when I worked in the building, because I think it's like apples and oranges. Like, it's completely different as far as my routines and my practices. And yeah, I woke up this morning, honestly, with just, yeah, excitement and ready to get on with you. So that's far different than, you know, my role before. And so as far as the practices I would do for Monday morning specifically is, one, I was probably one of those people outside at the barista at 4 a.m. like you were talking about before.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to set up my morning, my day. Mm-hmm. Because I would wake up specifically earlier on Mondays to get into the office prior to everyone else, because I knew, you know, people rolled in, they're coming straight to my office. And then I'd have a line outside my door, and I want to be prepared to knock out things immediately in the morning, because for myself personally, and I think everyone needs to kind of assess their own self, but like in the afternoons, there were a lot of tasks that I was just brain dead for. Like, if it was on my to-do list still in the afternoon, it probably wouldn't get done. And so it would then go to the next day. So what I tried to do, and this is similar to writing a book. So for instance, I heard on a podcast for authors out there that, you know, if nighttime is not your time to write, like that's not the most productive time for you because you're tired and you've gone through the day.
Sure.
So just write down bullet points of topics that you're going to write the next morning. And then you go to sleep and you have that osmosis or what of your brain still working through that content. So when you wake up, you already know the direction you're going, your brain system, time to process it, and then you're going to be more productive in the morning. And I took a very similar concept to my Fridays to my Mondays, where I would set the table, if you will, on my desk of things that I would get done Monday morning. So when I rolled into the office, it was already there. It was already planned out for me, right? So it was just essentially, it's Friday. I'm excited to go home. I'm excited to see my family. I've worked a long week. I'm tired. So I'm not going to get this stuff done, but I'm at least going to lay it all out so I have it. So when I get in on Monday morning, I get in early, knock stuff out. Then I felt more productive to start my week, right? I already checked off stuff off my list and had my coffee in hand, hopefully got some rest over the weekend and had some, you know, fun with the family to then feel like I could boost into my Monday. Now, you asked about now. I mean, my schedule is so much more flexible now than it was before. So it's like night and day where,
but I still, so
the office,
but like, so piggybacking on like what you're talking about setup, like I do that now. And I think that's one of the things that's helped me with getting through my weekends and enjoying them and stuff. Is like, I do it every day, but like primarily Friday is a big one, obviously, where I'm like, I got to close my week out and make sure I know what's happening next week. And so I spend the time to do that. But every day, like the last thing I do is reset my to-do list for the next day, to your point. And I, you know, the way I do it is we have our task management system, but I'm kinesthetic. I like having paper. Yeah. So I jot down my to-do list and then I number everything. So I know, so I know like the order in which I'm going to attack everything too. So when I wake up the next day, like that's an easy part for me. And I'm doing that on Friday. It's a big one too, because then you're like, I already know what my Monday's at least going to attempt to look like. Obviously there's always potential interruptions.
Yep.
You know, for me, I think the biggest stress that I have on a Monday, honestly, is you know, making sure the kids are, they get back in the routine after the weekend. And as you know, our daughter, you know, deals with a lot of anxiety and stuff. So like a Monday is always a potential, but yeah, it's, I think a big key, and obviously Josh and I are clearly not experts on this in any way, shape or form, but I think the prep and like on Fridays or what, I mean, I would do it every day, but really on a Friday is like closing your week out so you can just shut it and go actually get recharged, hopefully through the weekend, but also taking a look at next week and doing whatever you can. Obviously, let's be real, as educators, especially classroom teachers, like you can prep all you want for Monday, but like you never know what Monday's actually going to be like. But because we know this, that we can't know what potentially is going to happen as soon as we walk into that school, because there's so many things out of the control, doing as much prep as possible to control whatever you possibly can, so that that's just, if that's one or two pieces of stress that is not on there because you have an idea of what's going on, what you have to take care of, I think that's a big piece of it. And then I think, you know, when I think about like, I consider it easy for myself. I think it's easy because I love what I do. I, you know, like I said, like I don't have someone breathing on my neck. That's a big piece of it, obviously. But like finding whatever joy you can, celebrating the wins that you have, celebrating the things that you can get excited about, and taking the time to reflect on that, I think is a big piece, because you may not love your job and you may not be able to do anything about that right now. right? You're in the middle of the year, whatever. There's something that's out of your control that's causing you stress, and there's literally nothing you can do about it. That's the reality for some things. If you can find, easier said than done, but take the time to reflect and try and find whatever little joy you can go. And you know what? These things over here, this sucks.
Yep.
This is going to hurt my Monday. But you know what? These three things that I was able to find, I'm going to focus on those things, those positive things. And again, that's a little fluffy. So like big asterisk of like easier said than done always. But that's, I think, all you can do. The other option is just to hate everything and be miserable on Monday. And I just don't think that's a good way to go. And I don't think anyone in our community wants to do that. So I don't know that we've helped anyone at all on this show today, Josh. But I'd love to see it in the comments. You guys can keep having a conversation around what you're doing to try to get through your Mondays and get over it and stuff. But we're always up for sharing. And I think our community is one of the best pieces, is you have people to lean on. So yeah, do it. Sure. Lean on them. All right. I'm going to go attempt to not get blinded.
Good luck with your paperback.
I mean, I got a while until that happens. But I'm excited about that. Excited about the week. Have an amazing week. We appreciate you so much. We will see you again tomorrow morning. Let us know if you need anything. Appreciate y'all. We'll see you.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.